turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the custom king of the SEO show.
Imagine your favorite local restaurant. You know, like the one you walk past every Tuesday. It's got the neon sign in the window. Maybe the menu taped right to the glass.
Yeah, everyone has that spot. They just know.
Right. Now imagine that business just vanishing from the internet overnight, like completely invisible to anyone searching for it. And all because they painted their name on their own front window in two different languages.
Which honestly sounds a bit crazy, but it is happening.
It is. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're on a mission to unpack what looks like a seemingly minor technical rule change from Google, but it actually reveals this massive hidden revolution in how we find information and really how we interact with businesses every single day.
Because we're looking at a shift that goes way beyond, you know, just tweaking a search algorithm. Mm. This is really about a fundamental restructuring of how human beings navigate the physical world using these digital tools.
Exactly. And our insights today, they come from a highly specific, very local perspective. We're pulling from an August 16th, 2026 piece by Austin Code Monkey, which is an Austin-based SEO and AI search optimization company.
A great source for this kind of on-the-ground stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to tease this right up front for you. This entire deep dive, it starts with a story about a literal physical restaurant storefront sign, but it ends with a staggering, almost unbelievable statistic about human behavior in the age of AI.
Yeah, going from like paint on a glass window to the underlying architecture of the whole internet is quite the leap.
It's huge. So to understand the future of search, we first have to look at what Google is suddenly, and I'd say somewhat aggressively cracking down on.
Right, the August 2026 update.
Yes, that update. According to this new guidance, Google is now strictly prohibiting repeated bilingual or script transliterated business names on Google business profiles.
And the rule is hyper-specific in practice.
It really is. The example the source gives is something like Golden Dragon Restaurant. Or, you know, imagine an English business name repeated right next to it in Japanese. Google says no more. That is a policy violation.
They're being very strict about it.
Yeah. The new rule demands that the digital profile match a much stricter definition of as used in the real world. And they mean this even if that dual naming is painted directly on the physical storefront window.
Okay, let's unpack this, because to me, this feels entirely contradictory.
Oh, I can see why you'd say that.
Right. Like, yeah. If I walk down the street in a multicultural city and I look at a physical sign in the real world that has two languages painted on the glass, shouldn't the digital profile reflect that exact physical reality?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like having a legal name on your driver's license that contradicts what everyone in your neighborhood actually calls you. Exactly. Think about a market like Austin, Texas. It's incredibly diverse, multilingual, multicultural. Businesses have leaned on bilingual naming for years because it genuinely reflects how their customers search for them, right? And how they present themselves to the community.
Yeah, it's just how the real world operates.
So this rule just seems needlessly disruptive to that organic, everyday reality.
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to realize Google isn't just playing grammar police here.
Okay.
They're doing this because they are desperately trying to standardize data for the architecture they are building behind the scenes. Think about walking down 6th Street in Austin.
Oh yeah, it's a sensory overload.
Exactly. You see neon signs, sandwich boards, menus plastered in windows. Google is trying to take all that messy, beautiful, real-world chaos and compress it into a clean, singular data point.
But I guess my question is, why the sudden need for everything to be so pristine? Like, why right now?
It comes down to a mechanism called entity resolution.
Entity resolution, okay.
Right. When a human looks at Golden Dragon Restaurant and then sees the Chinese characters right next to it, the human brain seamlessly understands this is the same entity. It's just expressed in two ways to welcome a broader community.
Yeah, it's obvious to us.
But a machine learning model, specifically a modern knowledge graph, it doesn't read text the way we do. It maps the world in interconnected nodes. So to the AI, A duplicated, transliterated name looks like two distinct entities trying to occupy the exact same physical coordinates.
Wait, really? So the AI actually gets confused and thinks there are two separate restaurants literally sitting on top of each other.
Precisely.
Oh,
it creates a messy data point.
Yeah.
And that introduces friction. Google needs the raw data to be singular so their AI can confidently parse it, categorize it, and serve it up without any hesitation.
Wow.
So the definition of the real world is now being dictated by what is most efficient for an AI to process.
That is wild. They are essentially prioritizing the digital architecture over the physical world. And if you don't play along, the consequences are actually severe now.
Very severe.
Yeah, according to the Austin CodeMonkey piece, this isn't just a slap on the wrist anymore. Like, in the past, if you had a naming violation, say, you stuffed a few extra keywords into your business name to get noticed.
Which everyone used to do.
Right. The worst that would happen is you might drop out of that classic map pack, you know, that traditional three pack of local businesses that pops up right under the Google map on your screen.
Yeah, you just lose a little visibility.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now, a flagged name violation triggers a full suspension review.
And a suspension is a devastating event for a local business. Getting a profile reinstated, I mean, that can take weeks.
Just completely dark for weeks.
Weeks of being practically invisible online, which directly translates to thousands of dollars in lost revenue.
Okay, so they're terrified of the AI hallucinating. But why the panic right now? Like, is this AI layer really being used enough to justify suspending actual paying businesses? Is the traditional map pack dying and they're just, you know, burning the ships?
Well, no, the traditional map pack is still very much active. You'll still see those three businesses under the map when you search.
Okay, good to know.
But name issues are now the most common trigger for these harsh suspensions because there is a second, rapidly growing surface relying on this exact same data. Google isn't just protecting the map pack anymore. They are protecting their new AI ecosystem.
Ah, so the stakes for bad data have shifted.
Dramatically. Think about it. If bad data gets into the map pack, a user might just get slightly annoyed by a weirdly formatted name.
Right, you just scroll past it.
But if bad data gets fed into the new AI generative models, the AI could start hallucinating or presenting deeply confusing summaries. And if that happens, the entire trust in the AI layer collapses. So Google has instituted this zero tolerance policy right at the point of data entry, which is the business profile.
They're basically putting heavy security at the front door because the VIP lounge inside is incredibly fragile.
That's a great way to put it.
Which brings us to the underlying reason for all this strictness. The rise of AI overviews and how they're fundamentally altering human browsing behavior. Our source material introduces a pivotal study submitted on August 5, 2026.
Yes, this study is key.
Researchers tracked the browsing behavior of 900 U.S. adults for a full month.
And it's a very solid modern data set. You know, tracking real users over a full month provides a clear window into habit formation. It's not just a one-off reaction to a new feature.
Right, it's real behavior. And the finding is just staggering. They found that when an AI overview appeared on a search, the users clicked through to a cited source only about 1% of the time.
Just 1%.
1%. And searches with AI overviews were more likely to end the session entirely. The user basically got what they wanted and just closed the browser. Here's where it gets really interesting, because if you think about traditional internet browsing, it was always like walking down a street filled with stores.
Right, you're browsing the options.
Yeah, you search for something, you get a list of storefronts, those classic blue links, and you have to click one. You walk inside the website, look around, and see if they have what you need. The click was the entire goal.
It was literally the only way to transact information online.
But this new reality, it's like going window shopping. But instead of walking into the store, an AI concierge rushes out the front door, brings the exact item you were looking for right out to the sidewalk, hands it to you, and you just walk away.
You never even cross the threshold.
Exactly. You get exactly what you need, but you never actually step foot inside the store. You never visit the website.
What's fascinating here is how Google's AI-driven local answers are no longer just pointing people to a destination. The AI is actively compiling the answer itself. It's pulling directly from a business's descriptions, user reviews, recent posts, everything, just to satisfy these conversational long-form queries.
Like someone typing, find me a good gluten-free bakery near downtown Austin that has outdoor seating and decent parking.
Perfect example. In the past, Google would just give you a list of bakeries. You'd have to click through their websites to find their menus, read their about pages, maybe check Street View for the parking situation.
Yeah, doing all the legwork yourself.
Exactly. Now, the AI reads all that data instantly and just tells you, here is the bakery. Yes, they have gluten-free options, and reviewers say the parking is easy. And because users aren't clicking through 99% of the time, the Google business profile is no longer just a ranking input to get people to your website.
Right.
For a massive and growing share of searches, the profile is your whole storefront.
So the profile isn't the billboard pointing to the business anymore. The profile is the business, at least as far as the digital world is concerned.
Exactly. And that explains the aggressive suspension policy. If the profile is the only thing the user ever interacts with, Google has to ensure the information on it is absolutely flawless.
Makes total sense.
There is no room for a messy, transliterated name when the AI is trying to speak conversationally to a human searcher.
Okay, so if the profile is the whole storefront, and the AI is acting as this ultimate concierge that controls who gets seen and who stays invisible, how does a business, or really anyone trying to make sure their information is found, adapt to this new ecosystem?
It's a huge shift.
We are talking about feeding the machine here, and our source gets very specific about this.
It requires a complete change in operational mindset. The Austin Code Monkey article emphasizes that a Google business profile can no longer be treated as a one-time setup task.
Right. You can't just claim the listing in 2022, upload a logo, and forget about it.
Not anymore. It has to be treated as critical infrastructure requiring regular, ongoing auditing. Businesses must provide specific, accurate, and constantly updated raw material for the AI to draw from.
But let's break down what that actually means in practice. Like, what does a messy profile look like compared to an AI-eligible one?
Well, a messy profile is one relying on outdated formats. Think of a restaurant that only uploads a blurry JPEG image of their physical menu.
Oh, I hate that. When you have to zoom in on your phone just to read the appetizers.
Exactly. To a human, you can squint and figure out the prices. But to an AI, that's dead data. It can't confidently parse the text in that image to answer a user asking if you serve vegan tacos.
Right. It just sees pixels.
An AI-eligible profile, on the other hand, inputs every single menu item as structured text into the database, and it tags it with attributes like vegan, gluten-free, or spicy.
It's about completely removing any guesswork for the algorithm.
Exactly. The same goes for hours of operation. Having high-resolution photos mapped to specific locations, and actually responding to reviews. If a profile goes quiet, meaning no new posts, no updated photos, no fresh reviews, it loses traditional rank. But more importantly, it loses what the article calls AI surface eligibility.
So meaning the AI decides you just aren't relevant enough to include in its summary, you get left off the concierge's list entirely.
Yep. To help monitor this, listeners should definitely know about Google's expanding Search Console generative AI reporting. They started rolling out to more properties in August 2026.
And just for those who don't live in the back end of websites, the Search Console is basically the dashboard Google gives website owners to see how they are performing in search results.
Right. And this new reporting actually shows how often a profile or page appears in these AI experiences. The source notes, it still lacks query level or specific click data, though.
Ah, so it won't tell you exactly what the person typed to find you.
No, or if they clicked a specific link. But it does give you visibility into whether the AI is choosing to use your data as a source. It's really the first real metric we have for this zero-click world.
Wow. But, you know, this brings up something that genuinely concerns me.
What's that?
If the goal is just to feed raw data to an AI so it can regurgitate it in a summary where nobody ever clicks through, are we essentially abandoning human storytelling? Like, are we just supposed to write sterile, bullet-pointed copy for robots to read instead of crafting engaging websites for actual people?
This raises an important question. And honestly, it's the exact tension every digital strategist is wrestling with right now. But the answer isn't about abandoning humans. It's about mastering translation.
Translation. Okay, explain that.
The AI isn't the end consumer. The AI is the translator. The human is still the one asking the conversational query, and the human is still the one showing up to buy the coffee. The AI just needs clear, descriptive, and verified data, that raw material, so it can accurately describe the business to the human.
Oh, I see. It's like giving a really organized fact sheet to a PR agent before they go on television for you.
That's a perfect analogy.
Right, because if you give them this sprawling, poetic essay, they might stumble on live TV. But if you give them clear bullet points, they can rave about you confidently to the audience.
Exactly. The structured data empowers the AI to advocate for you. If your data is messy or technically confusing, the AI just doesn't know how to translate it. It will move on to a competitor whose data is structured clearly. You aren't writing sterile copy. You're providing structured facts so the AI can tell the human a great story about you.
That reframes it completely. So what does this all mean for you listening? We started this deep dive looking at a seemingly minor rule about bilingual signs on a Google business profile, and we've uncovered a massive behavioral shift.
A total paradigm shift.
Whether you're a business owner trying to optimize your local presence, or you're just a curious learner listening to this trying to find a good local coffee shop, you are participating in an ecosystem where the rules of reality are being rewritten in real time.
Yeah, the AI is the gatekeeper now.
It really is. It decides what exists based entirely on how well the data is fed to it. The physical sign on the building matters less than the digital entity the machine recognizes.
It completely redefines what it means to be online.
It does. Which leaves us with one final, frankly provocative thought to mull over. We learned today that when an AI overview appears, it satisfies 99% of users without them ever needing to click a link. They get the answer and they walk away.
Just 1% clicking through.
So if we're living in a world with a 1% click-through rate, are we rapidly approaching a future where traditional local business websites become entirely obsolete? Are websites destined to become nothing more than hidden, invisible databases meant exclusively for AI systems to scrape and read, while human beings never look at a traditional website again? Something to think about the next time you search for a restaurant and get your answer without ever leaving the search page. That's all for this deep dive. See you next time.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey, working all night. SEO is making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code-slinging king of the SEO show.